Hey,
Hey there. Actually, just when you were doing the sheep on the last one, I
hey.
just have this image, quite a cute image in my head of a nice little fluffy sheep with each of its hooves on a little live device wearing a harness. Is that how it took place?
All right. So in essence, the exact same device that you're looking at, that they'd be in these little stalls, and every morning they would get a little treat of oats, a bucket of oats. So there would be a series of stalls. The front one was active, and the one right behind was an inactive device. So they'd basically line up in the morning, and they would very happily go into their stalls for 20 minutes per day and munch on their oats. And then when they were done, they'd go out into pasture.
Excellent. That's very nice. That's great. Cool. So that's number two done. So
Okay.
now on to number three, which is sort of going around muscle as a function of age.
Okay.
And there's the can you see that little graph
Yep.
that we've got there? So you sort of touched on it in the last one,
Okay.
that younger bodies perform better than older bodies do. Could you dive into that in a little bit more detail and explain it in relation to the graph?
Sure. So as we age, the complications of aging aren't just on the skeleton, they're on muscle as well. And if you remember back, we were talking about 30 cycles per second. One doesn't really think of somebody who is out exercising and they're not running at 30 strides per second. But in reality, muscle is very, very active in this range of 20 to 50 hertz, 20 to 50 cycles per second. And what this graph shows is a very, very fancy microphone called an accelerometer is put over, in this case, the soleus muscle, while this young lady is standing up. And so it's just taped over the skin. And what you see here is not as a function of time, but a function of frequency along the horizontal axis. You can see that there's a lot of mechanical information between the 20 and 50 hertz band. So there is muscle power between this 20 to 50 hertz realm. So imagine as you're standing up as a young female, your muscle is basically bombarding your bone with lots of high frequency, very, very, very low intensity mechanical signals. But if you're standing for 8 hours a day, it's doing this for 8 hours a day. So your skeleton is basically being bathed in very small mechanical signals. Asking an older female, in this case a 73-year-old female, to do exactly the same thing, to stand up. And we're measuring the mechanical output, the power that the muscle is generating. You can see that basically there's very, very little of this mechanical information in this 20 to 50 hertz realm. So essentially, sarcopenia, the muscle wasting as a function of time, is not only changing the amount of muscle in your musculoskeletal system, it's changing the quality of muscle. Even the muscle that's left is still not firing in the same way. So if you conclude that bone is very sensitive to the 20 to 50 hertz realm, or in the case of LIV, the 30 hertz signal, what you can see is that in the elderly person, that signal no longer exists. So in essence, what we believe we are doing with the LIV signal is for the inactive or the disabled person or the elderly person that perhaps is not as active as they used to be, we are putting in some of this information that they're otherwise missing as a consequence of sarcopenia.
Excellent. That's great, Clint. I'll call you back.